Greater Sudbury Fire Services has wrapped up its on-scene investigation into a chemical reaction that produced a toxic vapor cloud and forced the evacuation of an industrial plant in Sudbury on January 11. Although the Ontario Ministry of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development told Sudbury.com the incident was identified as an explosion, Sudbury Deputy Fire Chief Jesse Oshel clarified later it was, in fact, a chemical reaction that caused a vapor cloud. The incident occurred Thursday, shortly after 9 a.m. at the Quattro Industries Limited plant at 2555 Maley Drive. Oshel said the chemical substance was a form of highly concentrated nitric acid called red fuming nitric acid. Fire, paramedics and police all responded to the incident. Oshel said Greater Sudbury Fire Service's hazardous materials team responded as well. When hazardous materials team arrived, Oshel said Quattro employees had already appeared to have handled the situation. The company and its workers had moved the product outdoors prior to our arrival. Our hazardous materials team assessed the situation and scene. They ensured it was a safe scene so that the product wasn't going anywhere, that it couldn't be accessed, that it was not further reacting, said Oshel. He said the next step was to neutralize and contain the substance. He added that he wanted to emphasize there was no explosion, but a chemical reaction that produced a vapor cloud of red fuming nitric acid. Oshel said some employees were checked out to ensure they were not ill or injured by the vapor. So we did have individuals assessed by paramedics on scene, those who may have been working with or around the product at the time, or any individual that stated they may have inhaled part of the product. But paramedic services triaged and assessed those individuals on site, and no one was transported to hospital, said Oshel. Oshel said the substance was identified as No-2032 in the Transport Canada Emergency Response Guide, ERG, which lists the product as nitric acid, red fuming. The product is listed under the Emergency Response Guide 157, which states nitric acid is toxic and or corrosive, is non-combustible and water-sensitive. For potential hazards, the ERG book said the substance may cause injury or burns to the skin or eyes. It can react with water or moist air to release toxic gases. Reaction with water could generate heat and create additional fumes. The response guide also warned that fumes could accumulate in confined spaces and that enclosed areas should be ventilated. Len Gillis is a reporter at Sudbury.com.